First, the most common New Year's resolutions are health-related. People often have goals like lose weight, exercise more, or eat healthier. But when it comes to big lifestyle changes, it's hard to know where to start. And if you can't afford certain produce or pricey grocery stores and food services, meeting those health goals can be tough. Claude Tellis is the CEO of NatureAid, which makes Vegan Smart, a vegan nutritional protein powder. His work is also focused on healthy eating in underprivileged communities and fighting childhood obesity. He successfully campaigned to fill vending machines in the LA school system with wholesome snacks. Claude, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, Judith. How are you?
Thanks for having me. Good. Thanks for joining us. So, Claude, what would you say some of the biggest barriers are to healthy eating and healthy lifestyles for underprivileged communities?
I think the first and number one is education. People really don't know what is healthy, and that all starts with, you know, knowing how to read a label and knowing, you know, how to stay away from high sugar, high carb type diets. And I think when we start with that and get educating yourself, then you can take it from there and kind of figure out what you like to eat and what you can stick to. And that's a key thing as well.
What issues were you seeing in Los Angeles where you were campaigning to change foods available to kids?
Yeah, so that's one of my previous businesses was to focus on taking out all the unhealthy vending machines in the school districts in LAUSD, which is the second largest school district in the country. And what we were seeing there was that, you know, 80-some percent of students actually eat their lunch from vending machines and or go off campus and eat pizza and McDonald's and things like that. And as a result, very few actually eat a healthy diet. And so with the exception of athletes and people who are, you know, very cognizant of eating healthy, the majority of students were pretty unhealthy. And so the focus there was taking out sugary drinks such as sodas and replacing them with more waters and juices and really just kind of educating, but most importantly, just making it a cool thing to do, making it cool to eat healthy. And that was a real change agent for us.
You also saw in your own family and in your own community some serious health challenges. What were those that made you decide to both change your life and try to change the life of those around you?
Oh, excellent question. You know, so, you know, I actually grew up in Washington, D.C., and now live, you know, in California and in Southern California. But the majority of my family is actually from Louisiana, Baton Rouge and New Orleans. So kind of middle of the country folks, you know, we love to party, we love to eat well, and, you know, all that kind of catches up with you, eating a lot of fried foods, drinking a lot every single day of the week, and, you know, just kind of eating a lot of fast food. And so in my family in particular, you know, I had three people who've had, you know, full-blown type 2 diabetes in the last couple of years who've actually had to have limbs amputated, you know, people in their 50s and not even 60. And so I started to realize that, you know, I'm on the younger side. I'm in my 40s, but there's something called pre-diabetes. According to the American Diabetes Association, 85 million people are what's called pre-diabetic, which means they don't actually have a disease, but because of their obesity and because of their eating habits, if they continue to do what they're doing, they will have type 2 diabetes. And I was shocked to find, and I think hopefully it's common knowledge now, that you can actually reverse pre-diabetes and in some cases type 2 diabetes with just diet and lifestyle changes. And so for me, that's been a mission of our company, NatureAid, and our product Vegan Smart, to give people the option to reverse those conditions through just a healthy diet. And so that's what we're all about.
Well, let's talk about some of kind of the principles of a healthy diet. What are some of the first things that people might want to look at, looking at how they're eating now and how they might want to eat?
Right. I mean, I think, you know, there's some obvious things, you know, that I see. One is just, you know, cutting out bread, cutting out added sugars to your diet. And if anything, just really having some way you measure that. So it's easily put as, you know, you want to burn more calories than you take in. So that's the number one thing, is to start measuring what you're doing. I think number two is to, you know, find two things that you do that, you know, add a lot of sugar, add a lot of carbohydrates into your diet, and look to figure out ways to substitute that, if not with other foods to eat, maybe other activities or other things you do in replace of that. So I would simply say, you know, for me, and I recommend this to everyone, is, you know, cutting down on alcohol during the week, for example, and as well as cutting out bread and rice out of your diet, or at least during the week, and you'll see a noticeable opportunity right there to increase your health. And I think the other kind of simple thing is just drink a half a gallon of water a day, as well as eat vegetables, fruits and vegetables. Pick them first to put on your plate. And then the second thing, and then after you do that, I think you can get into the specifics of which kind of diet works for you and things like that.
So I'm going to back up a little bit, Claude, and I'm afraid that you might have lost a whole lot of people when you said cut out bread, because bread is, right. You know, it is so popular and common, and you know, we reach for it pretty much without thinking. I mean, you know, a sandwich for lunch. Maybe talk a little bit about why cutting things out, or cutting down on things like bread and rice and other carbohydrates like that, why that's something that you promote.
Yeah, we promote that just because those are things that you mindlessly do that add a lot of sugar and stored fat to your body. And you know, I think just practically speaking, without getting too technical one way or the other, is that, there's a lot of great foods that you actually like the taste of absent the bread. You know, so if you like a grilled chicken sandwich, some people are just as easily to like the grilled chicken with vegetables and something else, you know. So I think, and then the second thing relative to the alcohol is that, when you drink a lot, it leads you to make poor dietary decisions. And so my goal is to, you know, inform people that, hey, not to not have alcohol or not have bread, but view them as desserts. Because when you really look at the nutritional value of, like, bread, for example, in many cases it's almost the exact same thing as eating a candy bar. So, you know, if there's ways for you to say, hey, I can have my bread, but I'll do it on the weekend, or I can have, you know, a few slices of pizza, but I'm going to do it on the weekend as opposed to during the week. You say, hey, during the week, I'm going to eat clean. I'm going to eat, you know, grilled fish, or I'm going to eat, shrimp fajita without the bread, or a chicken fajita. There's ways to get that taste in through things you already eat, and just kind of push the things that don't really taste like anything, like rice doesn't really taste like anything, or bread doesn't really taste like anything. Move those things to the weekend, just kind of as a treat for yourself. But understand that in many cases they're just as caloric as, you know, as candy bars and things that you consider dessert.
I have to say, Claude, I have actually cut back a lot on carbs because of a concern about prediabetes. And you're right. They really are kind of filler. The only thing I really miss is when you've got something that's got a really good sauce to it and there's nothing to soak it up. That's the only thing that when I really miss it.
And you know what? I think it's all about balance. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's a new year. It's a chance to have a new you. And, you know, what we want to focus on, I know everyone in our industry, as well as health professionals, want to focus on is saying, hey, look, you know, it's all about finding a way to live that's sustainable for you, that long term, and that you can have fun with. No one wants to just kind of, not be able to have any fun with their food, or not be able to go out with friends and do their thing. So I think it's definitely all about moderation. But I think it's about having a plan about how you eat, and really just looking at what are the one or two things that you do that, you know, that you may not be aware of that really add to that waistline. And if you could just find one or two things to say no to and find ways to say yes to everything else, then you're well on your way in terms of just getting the fundamentals right. And I think that's kind of the key.
We're talking with Claude Tellis. He's an entrepreneur whose work focuses on healthy eating, especially in low-income communities. And you can weigh in at 800-642-1422. 1234 or by emailing ideas@wpr.org. Have you managed to eat healthy on a budget? Are you struggling with it and maybe looking for some advice? Are you trying to find ways to get your family on board with eating healthy? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. We'll pick up the conversation with Claude after this short break. Stay with us here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Judith Sears-Poisson. Right now, we're picking up the conversation with Claude Tellis. He's an entrepreneur whose work focuses on healthy eating, especially in underprivileged communities. And you can join in at 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. Are you looking for ways to stay healthy on a budget? Maybe you've successfully done that and have some tips to share. Or tell us if you're trying to encourage healthy eating on a community level. Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email us at ideas@wpr.org. And Claude, I want to back up a little bit and talk about some of the health disparities that have affected African-American communities. You talked a little bit about the experience in your family, but the statistics community-wide is really shocking.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, when you start with just type 2 diabetes, you know, high blood pressure and cardiovascular diseases, I mean, those by themselves are major killers in the African-American community and all people of color, as well as just really people in the middle of the country as well, who tend to have similar kind of diets. And with those kind of disparities, you know, it all leads us to taking high blood pressure medicine and being on insulin and doing these different things. And the reality is that most of that is completely reversible with, you know, the proper diet. And so the question just becomes, you know, how can you incorporate the right diet to reverse those kinds of conditions? And a lot of it becomes, you know, a high protein, low sugar, moderate fat type diet. And the issue for us is just most of us are just very culturally unaware of how we, the foods that we eat and we grew up on and things like that are contributing. And so we have to take a look at that and try to correct it.
It seems like there are so many different elements that kind of have to fall in place for change to be made and to be made successfully. I mean, people need to understand what healthy eating is about. And I know that that's been part of your mission is really educating people on what healthy eating looks like. But then there's also access to healthy foods. And that both means places to buy them, but also the money to afford them. And so How do you kind of take that step by step and help people get to where they need to get to?
Well, I mean, you know, with our company, I'll just start there and make it broader than that. But with our company, you know, we have a product called Vegan Smart, which is, you know, a meal replacement that, you know, costs $25 for, you know, about 15 servings. So you're talking about, you know, a couple dollars per meal, so to speak. And in that product, it's high protein, 20 grams of protein, but only 5 grams of sugar, and it's made for breakfast so that you blend it up with blueberries, strawberries, raspberries. And our thing is that it tastes better than a biscuit at McDonald's or than a donut or than a bagel. And so starting with us, I'd say, you know, it's about having something like that. It's very simple to do. You don't have to use our brand. There's a number of great brands out there, but we think we're one of the best tasting and one of the cleanest. But having a smoothie for breakfast instead of, you know, going to McDonald's or grabbing that donut or bagel, that's a great start. So it's simple things that you can do. In terms of the accessibility, you know, with our company, we sell our product on a subscription model. So if you went to vegansmart.com, you can get 2 free samples, and then you can actually, you know, buy a jug for, you know, $50 a month, which breaks down to a couple dollars per meal. There's a number of other companies that have that kind of a program as well. And then with the reach of Amazon now having bought Whole Foods, you can go on to Amazon and find, obviously you can find our product, Vegan Smart, but you can find a number of other products as well. So I think it's about going online, being aware of these different subscription models and things like that. That will kill the access problem. And also I'd say about our product is that we're actually available in 1,800 Walmarts. So we're one of the only products that is available in Whole Foods as well as in Walmart, and so at a very reasonable price, $2 a meal. And so when you look at it like that, there are companies like ours that are making that step towards being a clean product, being affordable, and being accessible. And like I say, we're not the only ones. There's on Amazon, you can order frozen strawberries, frozen blueberries, all kinds of fresh produce that can come to your house within a couple hours if you're on Prime. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot of ways to really beat that accessibility issue.
Well, and Claude, I want to talk about other than the types of products you're talking about, when people are going to the grocery store and buying food to make for themselves and their family, how should they be thinking about their plates? How should they be, thinking about vegetables and proteins and maybe some carbs, even if it's less than they would normally be eating?
Absolutely. I think, I think there's a very interesting movie that just came out on Netflix called What the Health. And they just talk about just how much meat everyone is eating and that it's become 80% of the plate and only 20% are veggies. I would challenge everyone to reverse that. Make it 80% veggies and 20% meat. I think when you go to the grocery store, you're looking for your kale, you're looking for all kind of different vegetables. The more color, the better. So you want, your red peppers and your green peppers and cucumbers, just anything that's fresh and easy that you can get into your diet, and have some fun with it. Use the same seasonings and garlic powders and hot sauce to get that jalapenos, to get that good taste, so it's not just boring and bland. So I would say to spend time in the produce as well as in the seasoning section to make sure that those veggies are going to taste good and going to be 80% of your plate. And then while I'm reducing significantly the meat that I eat after watching some of these documentaries and studying a bit, but I still think that, having salmon, blackened fish, different kinds of fish are always light and digest easily. And even if you want to still stay with some red meats here or there, never killed anybody, but it's just a matter of making it a much smaller percentage of what's on your plate.
Let's go to the phone, and Ray in Rhinelander is up. Hi, Ray.
Hi, I'm a senior citizen, retired. I'm on a set income, and I eat organic, pretty much about 80%, 90%, and less is more. What that means is I can only buy less, but the quality that I'm getting is so much better. I was 250 pounds. I went down to 190 pounds just on diet. And another key thing, people, exercise. When you mm-hmm. exercise, your whole body and metabolism changes, and you don't crave the foods that make you fat. I mean, that's a given. It's scientifically proven. And I know organic is more, but there's a lot of big chains that carry organic. You eat less, but you get more. And it works. And that's what I wanted to contribute.
All right. Thanks for that call, Ray. Some good points there. And certainly, Claude, even if you're spending more to buy organic produce, if that's instead of going out to eat, you're still spending less on that meal.
Absolutely. And I think that, as he said, just diet is 80% of losing weight. It's only 20% exercise, but they go hand in hand. And they really, you really need to do them together. But people don't really realize you can't exercise your way out of a bad diet. So if the reverse is true, meaning that, hey, you're like, hey, I just want to keep eating what I eat, and I'm going to exercise, that's why I exercise. Well, that doesn't work. It's really about 80% diet. And as he said, there's a lot of ways to get organic produce and organic products now online through Amazon and other companies as well.
Thanks for that call, Ray. And Claude, you know, we started out talking about vending machines, and many workplaces and schools still have conventional vending machine foods. What are some healthier snack options for people who might be needing to use that from time to time?
Yeah, I think, you know, honestly, there's a lot of great products out there these days. You know, you've got Quest bars that are in a lot of vending machines. They're also in 7-Elevens. You know, you have Kind bars that are, you know, kind of more granola-type products, but two that are very focused on having a lot less sugar in them. You do have to be very careful about what's in vending machines, as well as some of the things I just mentioned, granola bars and power bars and things like that, because some, you know, have just as much sugar as in, like, a candy bar. So you have to be, you know, really careful about that. Nothing is better than just eating a piece of fruit, and or, you know, planning ahead and trying to eat the healthiest thing you can at home. So,
and or maybe bringing a little bag of nuts or something to have on hand so you don't get too hungry.
Exactly. So it's out there. You have to plan, but hey, you know, it's your health, it's your life. And, you know, like you said earlier, it's so easy to there's definitely ways to reverse type 2 diabetes and these others through our own diet, but you do have to learn, you know, what's out there and make the change.
Well, Claude, thanks so much for spending the time with us, and happy 2018.
Hey, thanks a lot. We appreciate it. Please send everyone to vegansmart.com. We're, you know, giving away two free samples.
Okay, we're going to have to cut it there. Claude Tellis is a CEO of NatureAid, which makes Vegan Smart a vegan nutritional protein powder. He joined us to talk about healthy eating and the changes he's helped make in underprivileged communities.